USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate's top Republican is again slamming Democrats for soaring inflation.
The historic high inflation Democrats helped unleash with runaway spending last spring is taking its toll on America's hope for the future.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky calling it a bonanza of spending that has led to historic hardships, including skyrocketing gas prices. This, as President Biden said on Monday during a joint news conference with the Japanese Prime Minister, that the United States is moving away from fossil fuels.
And when it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place, that God willing, when it's over, we'll be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Students are starting to be moved from the South Texas Elementary School where a shooting happened. Buses of children are being moved from Robb Elementary to a civic center in Uvalde. Shots rang out earlier today outside the school. A witness says a suspect ran onto campus after exchanging gunfire with law enforcement, including the Border Patrol. The suspect was eventually captured. Several students are hospitalized at Uvalde Memorial Hospital. The DOJ is making changes to a policy.
The Justice Department is updating its use of force policy to direct federal agents to intervene if they witness any law enforcement official using excessive force in a way that violates the law. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the department's policy had not been updated since 2004. Garland's memo states that the policy of the Department of Justice is to value and preserve human life. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
An illegally leaked draft document from the Supreme Court suggests they plan to overturn Roe v. Wade. They are expected to release their final decision soon. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee tells Fox and Friends that he thinks the court will not let criticism or protest change their judicial process.
I think it's concerning to all of us that this is what the left is trying to do. The left is trying to delay the decision. The left is also trying to isolate those justices who might be inclined to sign on to Justice Alito's opinion, which is correct.
President Joe Biden recently said the United States will use force to defend Taiwan if they are attacked by China. New York Republican Congressman Claudia Tinney says that she believes the White House is having to walk back too many of President Biden's statements.
I'm very concerned that this guy just cannot be sending mixed signals to our enemies. This is getting crisis level. I mean, it's beyond crisis level. It's emergency for the United States at this point with this man.
Hyundai is issuing a recall over possible explosive seatbelts. The recall includes nearly 240,000 vehicles comprising of 2019 to 2022 Hyundai Accents, 2021 to 2023 Elantras, and 2021 to 2022 Elantra hybrid electric cars. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.